Northumberland 89.7. Committed to local news.
Your weekend weather is looking decent. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. The Municipality of Port Hope and Atomic Energy of Canada Limited have reached a 100-year agreement on how best to manage low-level radioactive waste on private property. Now, property owners can choose to leave eligible low-level radioactive waste undisturbed beneath existing features such as mature trees or landscaping and have the material removed later if needed. This gives property owners ultimate flexibility and long-term certainty to decide what is best for their needs. Port Hope will also receive $8 million to help support excavation, restoration, and transportation costs associated with managing contaminated goods. The Northumberland Humane Society is expanding its location as it has outgrown its existing facility. The shelter on Theatre Road was constructed in 2003, primarily as a municipal pound. Now the organization is seeking to construct a 6,200-square-foot Humane Society, renovate the existing building for dog training and staff facility, and provide low-cost veterinarian care such as a spay and neuter clinic. Wendy Riley, Animal Care Director with the Humane Society, tells Port Hope Council Tuesday the organization is at capacity.
We have adapted the space in every way possible, but the reality is that the facility limits our ability to provide the level of care our community expects and our animals deserve.
Planning and construction are expected to occur over the next 18 months. Officials in Alnwick Haldimand Township say they have received a large anonymous donation in support of the Haldimand Memorial Community Arena and Recreation Complex project. $250,000 was recently donated. In addition, the township has received a second donation in the amount of $125,000 to be designated as part of a matching donation campaign. This generous commitment will help launch the future fundraising campaign, encouraging community members, businesses, and organizations to maximize the impact of their contributions towards this important community initiative. The rink slab is currently being replaced at a cost of $2.33 million and is expected to be completed by October. In sports, the Blue Jays conclude a three-game set this afternoon with Boston. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
The staff at Country Sign and Wraps welcome you to bring your project by their shop. Summer's almost here, and they'll help you get ready. Marine, all-terrain vehicles, golf carts, your summer car, whatever you like to drive, they can wrap it. They'll help you design artwork for your project, or if you already have something in mind, you can email it to them at countrysignwraps@gmail.com. Spots are booking quickly, so text or call 905-516-1000 to make an appointment. Country Sign and Wraps, your one-stop shop for everything sign, design, and wrap related.
The Lions Club of Cobourg is a not-for-profit service club that's been active in the town of Cobourg since 1977. The Lions Club has been involved in many community projects over the years, and revenue earned is given to the community organizations and individuals who are in need of help. They also offer a complete catering and bar service, so why not think of the Cobourg Community Lions Center for your next big event? The Lions Club Community Center is at 157 Elgin Street East in Cobourg. You can reach out to them online at CobourgLionsCommunityCenter.com or call 905-372-6217.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Showers ending this morning, then cloudy, high 22, humid index of 25. Cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers tonight, windy, low 14. Sun cloud mix for Friday and Saturday, highs of 22. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.